The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. The cost of living, a.k.a. inflation. The headlines in London are stark. Three graphs that show the inflation nightmare is just beginning, says the Telegraph. Prices rising at fastest rate since the early Thatcher years, and worse may be to come. Pound slides as surging inflation fuels recession fears. The pound is now trading at 123 on the dollar. We're looking at a crisis in London, and we go immediately to Simon Constable in Edinburgh, reporting on the prices of commodities, which is what inflation is driven by. The commodities underneath everything, fuel and natural gas, of course, food, all of that drives inflation for the consumer, especially the fixed income consumer. Simon, a very good day to you. The inflation story we've watched carefully for months, but now this headline of inflation rate of 9% year over year for the United Kingdom has the alarm bells. Are you seeing it at the grocery store, at the gas pump, a rise in prices in just these last days? Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening to you, John. It is very interesting. I mean, one of the things we have seen over the last year is that diesel and gasoline prices have come up, but they're only going up by maybe a penny or two over the last few days. So, you know, that's a relatively small amount considering some of these prices have gone up, you know, 30% over the last year. We are seeing prices for protein like fish, meat, and all those things. They're adding maybe 20% on top of that. On top of what they were. So, yes, we're seeing some of it, but it's not coming through in this, oh, my goodness, yesterday it was this price and today it's an even higher price. That isn't happening. And that's actually a fairly good sign. So milk, again, I bought some milk because I like my cups of tea, and that is still 120 a liter, which is 2 pints. So that's about $1.50, and that seems to be very stable, and it has been that way since January the 1st this year. Obviously, diesel prices have gone up over that time. Food prices have edged up, but it very much is on a product-by-product basis, and you know, it's they're all coming up, and they're all adding up, so you end up with less money in your pocket at the end of every month, and that's not good. And that, you know, I've got an income, and you know, people who've got an income, that's great, but as you mentioned, there are people with fixed incomes, and the government isn't raising those fixed incomes in any way near enough speed, with any way near enough speed that they should be doing.
The governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, before Parliament, used the word apocalyptic, talking about what were the conditions that are global, not local. And this isn't about the UK only. It's a Europe and the United States. Looking at the soft commodities, we can price oil, West Texas and Brent crude above 113. We can price gold. We can price all the hard commodities, the metals. But the soft commodities, the stuff we eat, the stuff we count on for the feed of the meat that we eat, that is what Simon's watching for barons. And there is good news here to start with, Simon. What did you learn about the soybean crop and how it's addressing the worldwide demand?
Well, this is really interesting. I mean, soybeans have screamed to very high levels over the last year, like a lot of other food products. They got an extra boost when the U.S. government said you can use soybean oil to make biodiesel fuel, and that pushed prices up even more. Now, here's the good news here is that prices of soybeans are almost certain to come down now. And part of that is that soybeans are used as a feed for hogs and and cows and chickens. And my understanding is that the prices of soybeans are now so high that hog farmers and chicken farmers are going to cull their herd so that they don't have to pay for the feed. And that will mean there'll be a flood of chicken and a flood of pork onto the market, sending those prices down. But also there'll be much lower demand for soybeans because they won't be being used by that. And that's good. I mean, I started the piece in Barron's by saying there's good news for tofu lovers. And if you like tofu, it's going to be a lot cheaper than it is now fairly shortly. There's also the fact that soybean harvest is likely to be enormous. We got lots of record areas being planted for soybeans and record yields. So we're going to get a lot of this stuff, and it's going to put downward pressure on prices. That should be good for everybody, and it will filter through. And I believe some other food commodities are going to see the same sort of situation. It's going to roll over and come down. There's a saying in economics, it's that the cure for high prices is high prices. And we certainly have high prices in soybeans and other food commodities, and we certainly have high prices in energy.
Simon reports there are three stages for agricultural products. We're watching this. This would apply to soybeans, would apply to corn, would apply to wheat. First, the prices hover around their cost of production. This is Simon's reporting. We've seen that. That's behind us. Second, prices change in response to economic shocks. That's what we're living through. The Russia-Ukraine war, the demand for wheat that is not available because it can't come out of the Black Sea, leading to shortages, leading to hoarding. For example, India has now banned the export of wheat. I believe I saw that headline because it's concerned about shortages that it can't find the wheat that it needs for its population. And then the third part, which looks to be what Simon is pointing to in soybeans, supply and demand change in response to elevated prices. The cure to high prices is high prices, and the farmers plant more, Simon, correct? That's what's happening. The farmers said—
Absolutely. If you see something is a lot more profitable, you go do that thing that's more profitable. You follow the money. And that's what's been happening here. And if something's expensive, you consume less of it. And you mentioned the apocalyptic term. That's going to be a nightmare in North Africa. We have middle-income countries there and some low-income countries. And that's where food bills are a higher percentage of people's income. And that will start to really bite. In the rich countries, yeah, it'll be annoying, but it won't be anywhere near as painful as it will be in these middle-income and low-income countries. It could be really, really bad.
Now the twist. As Simon mentioned, how hogs and chickens are fed soybean. They're planting more of it, so there's going to be more soybeans. But it's expensive right now, so the farmers are reducing, culling their herds. And they're culling the herds at a lighter weight. Is that the way to read this, Simon? The pigs aren't—
Yes, absolutely. So in the past, what you'd want to do is you'd buy cheap feed, animal feed, and then fatten the herd up and then sell them when they're heaviest. So you get as much money as you can for selling the livestock. But it's now a situation where they're losing money on every animal. So the faster that you can get them to the slaughterhouse, the better. So that's what's happening.
And that's producing a lighter product on the marketplace. There's less pork. Also,
there's two things. One is there's going to be less pork overall, but it's all coming like now. So it's going to push prices down, even though there's less of it for a while. And then when they want to build up the herd again, prices will go up.
And there is the twist, another pandemic, avian flu. What has that done to the prices of the thing that we all eat, Simon, all the time, chicken?
Yes, a big portion of the commercial chicken crop in the U.S. has needed to be culled because of avian flu breaking out. And again, that's a lower demand for soy and other items that the chickens are fed. And this is absolutely catastrophic for food situation, but it also means that the soy price is going to come down. It's not been a good year. I mean, it's almost biblical, the number of problems we've got at the moment. We've got war, we've got famine, We've got viruses. We've got avian flu. It's not good right now.
You just gave us the list that it's called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Simon. Very nicely done. War, pestilence, famine, and death. Now, the positive here. All right, we need a moment of positive, Simon. The temperatures have turned warm in Edinburgh, you tell me. And Simon goes, yes, for Edinburgh. But it's a beautiful a spring day in Scotland. And Scotland is enjoying the fruits of its careful management of its resources. And people are outside enjoying themselves. There's a momentary lift in the pandemic here. Is it also there? We have less than a minute.
Oh, yes, there's definitely a lift in the pandemic here. No masks are needed. We're not wearing masks anymore. It's really good. People are actually going out and enjoying themselves certainly more than they were in the last 2 years. So that is all very good. And it is very nice to see the sun. It's just like a winter's day in California.
And we can expect the Edinburgh Festival will be back in train come August this year with no hesitation. Is that correct, Simon?
That is my understanding. Yes, absolutely. That'll be great.
So after 2 years of missing the Edinburgh Festival, as it was compromised first completely and then a little bit the second year, it will be back in train. Simon Constable reporting on the soft commodities for Barron's and other distinguished publications. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.